For Plunk, who had lost his eldest son on the battlefield, all the sacrifices had to be worth something. As his disastrous meeting with Hitler came to an abrupt end, Planck knew that the Nazis were on the verge of achieving what no one else had: the destruction of German science. 2 weeks earlier, the Nazi physicist and Nobel laureate Johannes Stark had been appointed director of the Physikalische Technische Reichsanstalt, the Imperial Institute of Physics and Technology. Soon, Stark wielded even greater power in the service of Aryan physics, as he was placed in charge of disbursing government research funds. From these positions of power, he was determined to exact revenge. In 1922, he had stepped down from his professorship at the University of Würzburg to try his hand at business. Anti-Semitic, dogmatic, and quarrelsome, Stark had alienated virtually everyone bar the like-minded fellow Nobel laureate and Nazi, Philipp Lenard, the leading and long-time proponent of so-called Deutsch Physik. When Stark wanted to return to academia after the failure of his business venture, no one who was in a position to do so was prepared to offer him a job. Already bitterly opposed to the Jewish physics of Einstein and dismissive of modern theoretical physics, Stark was determined to have a say in all appointments to professorial chairs of physics and lobbied to have them occupied by supporters of German physics. Heisenberg had long wanted to be Sommerfeld's successor at Munich. In 1935, Stark called Heisenberg the spirit of Einstein's spirit and launched a concerted campaign against him and theoretical physics. It culminated on 15th of July 1937 with the publication of an article in the SS journal Das Schwarze Korps, in which Heisenberg was branded a white Jew. He spent the next year trying to remove the slur that, if it stuck, would place him in real danger of being isolated and dismissed. He turned to Heinrich Himmler, head of the SS, who happened to be a family acquaintance. Himmler exonerated Heisenberg but blocked his appointment as Sommerfeld's successor. There was also a proviso that in future he should clearly separate for your audiences, in the acknowledgement of scientific research results, the personal and political characteristics of the researcher. Heisenberg duly obliged in separating the scientist from the science. There would be no more mention by him of Einstein's name in public.